When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Dickerson, great call, great play by Matt Vierling. Another one of those underrated Tigers. We can mix that in, by the way. Some of these sneaky, important Tigers, like clearly Scooble's a headliner. Carpenter hit the big home run the other day. But this team is littered with sneaky, important players, Vierling being one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, Jake Rogers isn't sneaky, but as the guy that's caught every Scooble start, the guy that yesterday is managing so many different pitchers throughout the course of a 9-inning game, I think it's underappreciated what he does.
Yeah, because what did he hit for the season? Like under 200? It's like no one's going to go, you know who's really important for this baseball team? The guy that hit 197. But he is, because of what you said. He has to have AJ's game plan downloaded into his brain in real time and adjust to each one of these pitchers. They used 6 yesterday, and they're all different. Lefty, righty, ground ball guy, high velo guy. He has to be able to digest it, present it, and Scooble's talked about it. He doesn't have to think when he's out there because of Jake Rogers. And then, yeah, while he was a 190 hitter this year, he's had some hits in the playoffs that have been big with 2 outs.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's done what he's had to do to get on base. You know, just not even talking about his defense, but to get on base and be a guy that can be knocked in. Like, just make himself available.
Yep. Get on base, see what happens. I mean, Parker Meadows, I wouldn't say is sneaky, but the record when he plays, such a winning player, it's like 59 and 28.
Yeah, the record is what's sneaky about it.
Yeah, 58 and 29 when he plays, but it's center field, it's gliding to make plays that would otherwise be plays you got to leave your feet for. Other outfielders wouldn't even get to. He runs the bases. He's at least hitting decent now. He's just a winning player. He's not going to have a ton of counting stats when all is said and done, but he's a guy that's made all these opportunities happen.
Yeah. His defense, I mean, it's unbelievable. That catch, the second to last out yesterday, almost looked effortless. And there's guys in this league that wouldn't get to that. You know, I think he's, after Scooble, the most important player. I think the record speaks for itself. The WAR speaks for itself. The WAR is good despite his hitting being just still so-so. I think what ignited this entire thing was his catch in Seattle. So it was 4 days before they started the August 10th streak or whatever. And he had been back a couple days and he absolutely robbed a home run that would have put Seattle ahead by 1 run in the bottom of the 8th. Tigers went on to win. They scored a couple runs in the top and went on to win that game. And I just think that – I think it might have – it's borderline the catch of the year in baseball, not just for the Tigers. It was the catch of the year for Tigers for sure.
I don't know if it was for the Tigers. What about Trey Sweeney? What about Meadows the very next day robbing a home run in Baltimore?
Yeah, those are good ones too. But, I mean
– okay, how about
I don't know how many guys get to the ball that he got to out there in Seattle.
It's fair. How about Trey Sweeney for a sneaky, important Tiger edition?
Well, what's the record with him?
Probably pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, the switch from Baez to Sweeney, I think it has gone understated as to what it has meant to get a little bit of production out of somebody in the batting order, in the lineup. And he's not in there every day. He's not a guy that you're going to bat in the top 3 or 4 or 5, but he's a guy that consistently finds ways to contribute defensively and offensively.
30 and 11 when Trey Sweeney plays. Clearly, it's not because of him. I mean,
do you think he would have said those words, that sentence, in April?
Yeah. How about this? First of all, who's Trey Sweeney? He's not even on the team. How about at the deadline? We're all about, hey, this prospect that they got in return, this catcher, could right. he turn into something? Trey Sweeney, I don't know. He'll be another Zach McKinstry. Imagine saying on that day he's going to help them play his role in a 30-11 stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of point, though, that we've been making for weeks now, and it really does feel like it's solidified with the win yesterday. It's all about using all 26 guys, guys not playing beyond their means, being put in position to be successful, and AJ's the architect of all of it. AJ's the guy that's the puppeteer pulling the strings, and he made a fool of Cleveland yesterday. That's why we've said we think the series is over. They've got all the momentum. They're playing at home today. And if, God forbid, they lost, they'd send Tarek Skubal to the mound on Saturday, and you'd feel great about that, too. It feels like they're moving on, and then we've even started to look ahead a little bit. Hey, Yankees up 2-1. Do you want New York? Bring on the evil empire. Bring on the opposite of the Tigers, the bloated payroll, the station-to-station. Let bring it on. It'd be the most satisfying team to beat.
It really would be. And whether or not you want to admit that it started on, you know, during the Little League World Series, or it started a week ahead of time, like that's the time frame of when this run began. And to start it against the Yankees, to finish it against the Yankees, because it's not going to be down in Williamsport. It's going to be at Comerica. It's going to be at Yankee Stadium. It's going to be in a couple of the, you know, the biggest venues that you can have in baseball, and it would be epic. And can you imagine the sellout crowd yesterday? The record for the postseason, does it grow today? Would it grow even again next week, whether it's Yankees or Kansas City? But I think it's most likely to continue to grow if it's the New York Yankees.
Absolutely. I mean, the Tigers have had postseason success against the Yankees, too. And if you remember, those were really sweet victories. Yeah, and then to your point about the crowd, okay, yesterday was a postseason Comerica record. We had discussed it. What would it be like? People wanted to get a taste of that. They were at the block party. I think early in the game, they were getting settled in. But by the end of the game, that was a loud atmosphere. They're waving those orange towels. It's what people had been waiting more than a decade for. I mean, the last home playoff win was 2013. For Tiger fans. And I feel like today should be only louder. It's 6 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock. People getting off work, making their way out there, knowing you can clinch tonight as opposed to yesterday, just kind of a swing game.
Yeah.
It should be a huge crowd tonight. It should be a loud environment tonight. And I'm so happy that the city gets to do this, because we have had bad teams 3 and 4 at a time waiting for days like this, waiting for moments like this. And while we didn't see this coming, while it kind of feels like they cut in line a little bit, like they're not supposed to be here, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Well, I mean, after 10 years, it doesn't feel like they cut in line.
No. But I mean, like earlier this season, you would have said, sure, oh, this year's not going to end with home playoff games, plural, at Comerica Park. Home playoff wins at Comerica Park.
At the end of July, you're not saying that.
Right.
Not just even the beginning of the season.
Like, and when this team started to rebuild, you didn't think it'd look like this when they finally, like, you know, when the team's bad, you start to go, oh, hey, when Casey Mize gets rolling, when Matt Manning's up here, the version of the Tigers that's going to win playoff games, we thought it would look completely different than what it looks right now. So it just does feel a little like.
You'd have to add bats, right?
You'd have to, John. You couldn't possibly.
Are we yet revisiting the strike count?
It's 1-1. It's a 1-1 count.
Oh, did we already back off on the check swing?
They didn't need Chapman to make the playoffs. So I feel like it's only fair if we go 1-1.
Yeah, we didn't make a very big deal when strike two was removed.
Did you want to make a bigger deal about
it? I thought
we
should have a ceremony.
What was a big deal like when you gave him strike music? Two?
What kind? How does the ceremony work?
Like triumphant music in the background.
Oh.
I, like Jim trumpets? Costa, apologize to Scott Harris
directly.
I am going to remove strike two.
Uh-huh.
I still think you should have added Chapman, but
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
After checking with the third base umpire.
Glory to Scott Harris.
Check swing.
And Jack Krasilich.
And Jack Krasilich. We
and
glossed
AJ,
over that.
You are sure. Doing a good job.
He is doing a good
See?
Job.
So easy. Let the pride go. Pride comes before the fall.
It does. I've heard a wise man say that.
Yeah, but you know, but I am enjoying it very much. I think we've all backtracked on certain things that we've said. And you
don't
the
have
first
to apologize.
No, you're not apologizing, because at the time that was
accurate?
It was appropriate.
Appropriate's a good word for it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use accurate.
Well, it was accurate at the time. Because you do
have to... Yeah, but if you let it play out, then you don't have to backtrack or...
Sure, if we had shut down the radio station and waited until August to give opinions, we could have been... Right all along.
We had to do
shows in May and June when they were bad. Right. I don't know what people wanted us to say other than, I think a 50-year miracle's coming. Just wait. I don't know that anybody would have.
Yeah, we just love to give you a hard time.
I mean, as far as late August, just we did the math and we said this can't happen. When we did the whole 33-13 thing, yeah, that would get you 88 wins. We even threw out, well, it could take 86 or 87. It took 86. They went 31 and 30. They did what we said they couldn't do mathematically.
Which is why it doesn't feel real, but it doesn't matter because it is real.
It is. And it's going to be as real as it gets
tonight,
this afternoon, tonight.
6 o'clock, game 4. 248-539-9797. We have Dear John coming up at 9:35. We do that on Thursdays. And John, I have not given you your prompts.
Oh, no. I don't know what the topics are.
The topics of conversation for today. I have 1,000 sheets of paper. Here we go. Here are your prompts for 9:35. Creepy neighbor.
Oh.
Alex the trainer.
Okay.
Quitting my job.
Oh.
We need life advice from John Jansen, 9:35. Still time to get in. Tiger phone calls next, 97.1.
Hey, you've heard me talk for some time about injury attorney David Femininio and his team. Just listen to some of the results that David... and that amazing team have been able to get for injured clients. These are individual clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a single client. You need an attorney that is going to fight relentlessly for you and a team that's got his back. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
happen in the eighth and the ninth inning, but it didn't. And I didn't really feel yesterday like it was ever going to. From the first inning on, it just felt like the Tigers were always taking the game to them. Whether it was A.J. Hinch with his decisions on the pitching mound or with the lineup, it just felt like it was a comfortable win. And you can't tell me that you're watching that game going, huh, wonder who we're going to play next. It's got to enter your mind at some point. I don't know that anybody is watching that game going, well, I can't think about that because we've got to find a way to win game four.
And you got that later tonight, too, the Detroit double dip. Let's get to the phones. Brian and Trenton. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, a couple things on the Tigers. One, you guys are mentioning Rogers' importance. It really stood out in game two when he singled off Clase. My son instantly said pinch runner, and that's how Hinch worked, and they didn't. And then he goes, if somebody gaps it, two swings later, Sweeney puts one nearly in the gap, just missed, you know, getting to the fence. And it shows that they did not want to take him out of the game. And that is rare because, you know, Green's the only guy who doesn't pinch hit for. But they did not want to take Rogers out in a 0-0 game running. And that really, to me, like, was the litmus, like, oh, this is how important he is. The other thing that and then, of course, Sweeney, who got the hit, which was the throw-in almost in the Flattery deal. But the thing that to me, the last month, which was just crazy, is I said we need a swing-and-miss guy at the end of the bullpen. And all of a sudden, Brisky, Foley, Vest, they are just gassing people. And it's almost like they rediscovered their fastballs. Their arms got fresh. Something, Brisky went down, came up. Foley's movement again, that has been, to me, been the ultimate difference because we are shutting people down late.
It's demoralizing for the other team. Like, Brisky's the one I'll highlight from the bunch, but you're right, all of them are throwing gas 99, 98, even 100 miles an hour. But Brisky, John, you talk about being in control.
Yeah.
I feel like the guy is the lowest resting heart rate I've ever seen. He just walks out there like it's a day in June and he's mowing people down. Like, this is game three of a playoff series.
But that, to me, goes to the confidence that I was just talking about.
Yep.
He's got that confidence. And I know that I didn't expect Tarek Skubal to answer the question yesterday about the magic, the secret sauce of Chris Fetter or AJ or whoever else has you know, had hands on this pitching staff. But there's something that is going on there. And I think we've all talked about it. We don't know what it is. But when you take the mound with extreme confidence in this situation, it's because you've done it before, but you also have the knowledge that they are sending you up to the mound because they think you're the best at this situation, against this part of the lineup, in whatever the situation is. It could be the third inning. It could be the eighth inning. It could be an opener, closer. Like, that's how confident they are in the decisions that A.J. Hinch is making.
Dear John, coming up 9:35. First, Heather with the news.
All right, my final check-in on Hurricane Milton. More than 3 million homes and businesses are without power today after Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida Wednesday night. At least 4 deaths have been confirmed in St. Lucie County after 17 tornadoes hit that area. Officials are saying there's going to be more. You know, as the sunlight comes up and we're able to get out and about, we are most likely going to find more bodies, is what they said. A large crane was down in St. Petersburg, and the roof of Tropicana Field was just ripped off by the strong winds of the storm. After landfall, Milton has weakened to a Category 1 storm. It is moving off of Florida's east coast.
When I looked at the Tropicana Field and how it was littered inside, were those beds in the outfield? That's supposed to be a place where they
had a ton of beds in there. It was a shelter. They were supposed to shelter a bunch of first responders, but I do believe that those first responders actually moved location, so that nobody was injured in that wreckage. So everyone was okay there at Tropicana Field anyway. The city of Detroit didn't take very kindly at all to comments made by Equanimeous St. Brown. So the St. Brown, it was on the St. Brown podcast. He and his brother Amon-Ra were, you know, chatting as they do, when Equanimeous basically said that no one's going to go there in reference to Detroit. So yeah, he went on and on and on about why people don't want to live in Detroit. Well, the city of Detroit, the official Twitter page fired back. And I love this back and forth. So the city of Detroit said, man, we know it's hard when baby bro is outshining you, but you don't have to take that out on us, Equinemius. Our population has actually grown for the first time in more than six decades. Detroit now ranks as the 26th most populous city in America. And there was more back and forth. Then he said, hopefully next year you'll crack top 25.
And then they responded.
And they responded and said, hopefully next year you don't have to move to another city.
Oh, boom! That's awesome.
Scrub.
Boom, boom, awesome. Boom. Yeah. A nice little exchange there. Yeah. Did you hear about this Turkish Airlines flight? It was traveling from Seattle to Istanbul, had to make an emergency landing in New York because the pilot died.
Oh.
During the flight. Right there on board. Yeah,
it
happened on Tuesday. Flight took off at 7.02 p.m., was diverted to New York 8 hours later because the captain lost consciousness, passed away right there before they even landed in New York. Wow. This pilot, 59 years old, just underwent a routine health check. Everything was good to go. He was in tip-top shape, apparently, but no cause of death was revealed.
Wow.
So obviously, there's a co-pilot,
yes,
right?
Sure, yeah.
They landed safely,
were, yeah,
but
they weren't making the announcement. Hey, does anybody have flight experience?
Anyone want to try to land the plane? It wasn't like that, but still
terrifying.
Very scary.
Yeah.
The NFL has placed New England Patriots starting safety Jabril Peppers on the commissioner exempt list. So that means, you know, no practice. He can't attend games while he's on that list. He did plead not guilty on Monday after he was arrested over the weekend on charges that included assault, strangulation, and drug possession. The head coach made it clear that any act of domestic violence is unacceptable, and they are wholeheartedly against any type of domestic violence.
Yep.
It's Heather with the news. We had a winner for the Red Wing tickets. Eric from Livonia messed around and won those tickets. Listen for your chance to win.
Find out.
Tickets with us all season long. Tonight is officially the return of hockey season in Detroit. The Red Wings take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Visit DetroitRedWings.com/tickets to get your tickets. Eric heard, hey, hey, Hockey Town, and called in. Dear John is next, 97.1.
Makes me smile every time.
Questions. Advice needed from John Jansen, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. I've got questions. Heather, there's one
got a late submission came in. I'm going to read this one first, and then we'll get to the other ones. This one says, Dear John, me and my husband have been married for about a year and a half. I've always been a big hockey fan, so we got a Red Wings ticket package this season. I adore that my husband would make a commitment like this, especially since he has to get up really early for his job games. Well, he sent a bit of a red flag yesterday. He told me that he was going to go to the Tigers game and then would be joining me at the Wings game afterward. He's making me get an Uber on top of that. He made this commitment, then he backs out on the first game. I feel hurt and rattled. Am I being overly sensitive? Signed, cat owner in Royal Oak.
Yeah, I think the first red flag would have been cat owner. I mean, this sorry SOB is going to let you... I mean, the honeymoon at a year and a half is still on, right?
It should be.
And you are going to allow your new bride to go all the way down to the big city of Detroit, which she's more than capable of doing. And you're just going to send her on her own and say, I'll find you when I'm good and ready.
Sit there by herself.
Yeah, sit there alone.
Seat next
I mean,
to her.
Yeah.
I got to buy her
own
drinks.
How long that seat's going to be open.
Ooh.
You know what an open seat means?
I know it's not me because I've been married for over three
Sounds
years.
Like an
but,
invitation.
But this person, this hypothetical person, there's no issues here.
Of course. No issues there. You're a cat guy.
I wonder if the red flag is a Red Wings car flag.
It could be. I mean, there's a number of red flags. It could be a Red Wings car flag, cat owner. And now a year and a half in, she's looking at it going, is this the rest of my life? Is this really what I have to look forward to?
They could go to the Tigers game together. Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with one going to the Wings game and the other meeting them
They should
afterwards.
Do both together, yeah. I think.
I would agree. That would be the optimum situation.
Fun.
But we all know that happy wife, happy life. And
it's true. That's very true.
Sounds like she might not be happy.
The next one says, Alex the trainer. Dear John, my husband of 5 years has really let himself go. I know that sounds bad, but I love him just the same. Recently, he's been more motivated. He's been starting to go to the gym 3 times a week, and I'm proud of him. He's even started seeing a professional trainer named Alex to get better results. Much better mood. It's led to a nice rekindling of our love life. It's all good. Here's where I feel betrayed. We went to Starbucks together and ran into Alex, or as her cup said, Lexi.
Oh.
My husband was uncomfortable when she came over and introduced herself as Alexis. Is my husband cheating on me? Why is he lying to me?
If you're reaping all the benefits of a better love life, better looking husband, he probably at some point was like, I need to tell her that Alex is actually a chick. Does it say in there how hot she was?
Oh, John! What?
How hot? Because if she's an ugly trainer, then you have less to worry about. Right? I mean, I'm not the only dude thinking that, right?
It might depend on her age, too. I mean, is she like 65 and they're 28? Could play into it as well. But why would
says the one who thought Martha Stewart was hot
she
on the cover
hot.
Of the Sports Illustrated.
She is hot. She's 80 years old. Right. She has a smoke show. She looks amazing.
If she shows up and finds out Alex is a.k.a. Martha Stewart.
But it doesn't. I mean, a 28-year-old is not going to try to hook up with Martha Stewart, right? But she can still look hot. She looks great.
I don't know. There's those out there.
There are. I wonder why he chose to lie in the first place.
Right.
That's the biggest problem. Do I think he's cheating? Probably not.
No, he was probably, it was a little bit embarrassed that he didn't say something sooner, but.
And then you get to the point where it goes on so long, how do you say anything? Or do you just let it, I mean, clearly she thought it was a man.
Oh, you got to say something right away.
Oh, yeah.
And say, wow, I didn't know she was a woman. Like all of the guilt then comes out of. The way that you could put guilt on your significant other that women can do without actually saying it.
So I don't think
wow,
her husband...
she's pretty. Wow. I didn't know Alex was a girl.
Alexis, huh?
Uh-huh.
One of those.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's cheating because why would she come up to them if she was...
Oh.
You know what I mean? Isn't that kind of a giveaway? Why would Alexis come up to them if she was cheating?
Oh, maybe she likes living on the edge. She
maybe it's a thrill for her.
Spice things up a little bit more.
Boy. He should have told her right away.
Right away.
Yeah. My trainer is Alexis.
Just her name's Alex. If, whatever. Just
yeah. Her name is. Yes, just so there's just, no yeah. like secrets.
Do.
Don't keep secrets.
Yeah.
This next one, Heather.
Yes. Creepy neighbor. Dear John, let me start by saying I enjoy Halloween as much as the next person. We put out the spider webs and skeletons in our yard and always have a bunch of candy for trick-or-treaters. My issue is with my neighbor who has taken the decorations too far. Instead of the usual, you know, ghosts and goblins, he has bloody doll parts hanging from the trees, like things like ears, fingers, you know. And there's also a really morbid murder scene with a body draped off the porch covered in blood. A half-dug grave. Is it too far? I tried to say something to him, and his response was, it's Halloween, bro. What do I do?
Well, first of all, your clue is he dropped a bro. It's Halloween, bro. Okay. I don't have a problem with it. Everybody can celebrate their holidays how they want. If you have young kids, and you're the neighbor of somebody that has young kids, I might take that into consideration as being a good neighbor, not having the exploding doll parts. In the tree, but I mean, it's holiday. It's your property. Do what the hell you want with it.
I have no issue with it either. My issue would be how long are those doll parts hanging? Because I don't like when Halloween decorations stay up for
past
too long.
Halloween.
Or Christmas decorations or any holiday decor. It needs, like, there's one house in particular I'm thinking of that has those gigantic skeletons.
Yeah.
And they keep them up almost all year, but they just decorate them for different seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one in Plymouth
insane.
that's had a big giant skeleton up for a while, but it has a Hutch jersey on it.
Yes.
I think it's cool.
Yes, they put like a Lions jersey on it, and then they'll do like Christmas decorations on it, a Santa hat. And like, I don't like that. That would bother me.
It seems weird. Yeah. Although they have Jack Skellington, it's a Christmas movie.
Sure. It's not my neighbor, but there is someone in our neighborhood that does have the doll parts.
Oh, really?
That is partially inspired by a true story.
Wow.
It's not my neighbor. I'm not going to say anything, but it is like a little much.
Like, does it look cool, though?
No, like, it looks like weird.
Or creepy. Does it look like?
Sure.
It's supposed to look creepy, Halloween's or does it look kind of anyway.
Like Halloween creepy? Just like uncomfortable. Just
looks, okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why are you doing?
Do you
this?
Know the people that live there? Like, I have don't. You met them?
No. Again, it's not on my street.
Oh.
But it's. Yeah. I've seen it in the general area. Yeah. All right. Last one. Quitting my job. Dear John, I just started a new job last week and I have a ton of regret. People have told me I'd be a natural at sales because I'm an extrovert. I love talking to people. I've started a job with an insurance company in a sales role and I'm not happy at all. We have to track our own metrics, use these apps, jump through hoops. On top of it, selling's tough. I don't like the customers. I feel slimy. I don't feel a connection. I want to know, can I just leave right now? Do I even need to give 2 weeks? I've only been on the job 6 days.
I would still give my 2 weeks. I mean, you got to go through the right process. You went through the process to get hired, and you find out if the job's not a fit for you, that's fine. It's not always you get into jobs that you don't particularly like. Now, I would also say you need to have one that you're going to. Maybe you stay in this one until you have another one lined up, and then you put in your 2 weeks and you say thank you for the opportunity. You always want to leave on a good note. You never know when you're going to run into somebody else again. Maybe they're a boss at a new job, and there's going to be references. They're going to call your last couple of employers, and if it didn't work out and you just didn't show up and left, that's not the phone call you want the new boss to make.
Well, you're probably not listing this on your resume if you're only there 6 days or a couple weeks.
No, because you're probably not going for another sales job either. Like
no, right. but you're the style of employee that you are. It builds character.
I agree with you. 100% you have to put in 2 weeks. Yes. That's just what you do. That's a proper thing to do to give your employer enough time to find somebody to replace you. You just took the job. Yeah, you got to give 2 weeks.
Have to give the week. And you, John's other point, have something lined up too. I mean, don't put yourself in a spot where you can't pay your bills.
Yeah, sometimes just finding a new job that you actually like or that actually pays the bills is not an easy thing to do.
That's Dear John. You can send your questions in. Dear John Jansen at gmail.com. It's 97.1. Dan Dickerson's call. Tigers win. One win away from the ALCS. Series feels over. What are you smiling about?
I know we covered this maybe last week, week before. I have never seen you with a baseball hat on.
Kang brought them in for us.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you know how to put a bend in it. That's a good bend.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. I think the flat brim's maybe only a good look on a few people. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. They're a younger look. Even though you're younger. You're an old soul.
Younger,
yes. I think you're an old soul.
Thank you. I think. I have ticket texts. One is about the Tigers, the rest of them are about Dear John. Let's do the Tigers one first.
Okay.
And they're mad at us.
Oh.
Stop the narrative that they aren't supposed to be here. If they weren't supposed to be here, they wouldn't have made the run. Quit saying that stuff. You think any of the players believe that? Stop saying it.
It was very unlikely that they were going to be here. Only one other time in the history of Major League Baseball has a comeback happened like the Detroit Tigers from the beginning of August to now. It was unlikely that they were going to be here.
Why is this person so offended by the fact that we didn't think they were supposed to be here, that they aren't supposed to be here? Their payroll's $18 million. The roster is half rookies.
Yeah.
They were 8 games back.
Was that sent by M. Ryan?
I don't know. If anything, I think it makes the story more magical. More fun.
Yeah.
More improbable.
But this
more miraculous.
This is the beautiful thing of sports. It can be so unpredictable.
Like, it's not disrespectful to point out that these guys couldn't get people out at AAA. And now all of a sudden, they're going 20 scoreless innings against the Cleveland Guardians. We're allowed to point out how ridiculously amazing that is, but it is ridiculous.
What have we heard, especially over the last couple of years? Everybody that we talk to that is in the know of baseball, whether it's John Morosi, it's AJ Hinch, it's Scott Harris, it was Al Avila before, anybody in a front office or managerial role says there has never been a time where the gap between AAA and the major leagues has been greater. So why would we then think that somebody with a a six north of six ERA would come up to the big leagues. Multiple players with that type of track record in AAA would come up to the big leagues and be better.
They also tapped into a strategy that no one has used to this extreme. So no one thought they could get away with this the way they are. And it's become a strength. It's worked. We absolutely think it can continue, by the way, because it's the ideal way to play postseason baseball. But I don't think we're disrespectful when we point out like just how unlikely this has been.
Yeah.
Some ticket texts on Dear John. Let's start with the trainer.
Okay.
Says, the trainer scenario sounds exactly like a King of Queens episode. Gary from South Carolina says, sounds like the husband is getting tuned up at his workout, but he's only using the motor for his lady. Don't lie. Not good. Tom in Flat Rock.
Not good.
I mean, he just lying should have said, good. Yeah, the lying
oh, sure.
Good.
Yeah, the lying's not good.
Needed
yeah.
to right off the bat say,
yeah, and there, her name's the lie of omission is still a lie.
It is.
Yeah.
Says, I know the trainer this person is writing about. She's young and attractive. She's a pretty professional. So I don't think there's any cheating going on. But we know why he hid that she was a woman.
Yeah. She was really hot.
Did Heather fall and bump her head? Is she in concussion protocol? Martha is not hot and will never be.
She is 83 years old.
Yeah.
She looks incredible. I hope I look like her when I'm 83. I'm doing all right. No concussion here. She's awesome. She looks great.
Dear John, my wife prefers men who are tall, but I'm vertically challenged. Should I invest in lift shoes or grow my hair out to make her happy? Am I a lost cause? See in Clarkston. A couple on 2 week
notices.
That's
a lot of pounding on the desk.
Come on.
A couple on 2 week notices says you don't have to. Companies can terminate you at any time without notice. You don't have to do that unless you want to.
I heard that question driving in. I heard several of the questions driving in. And I agree, you should put your 2 weeks notice in. But you can do it in a way. They're probably just going to let you go anyway.
Right. Yeah. They'll just say, yeah, don't worry about coming back.
Yeah, they're like, you know what?
We barely trained you.
Particularly if you come out with the opening sentence. I think Heather said it. Look, this just isn't a good fit.
Yeah.
So if you want me to put in 2 weeks, I'll be happy to put in 2 weeks. Or, you know, if you're okay with terminating me now, that's fine. But
yeah, but you handle it in a professional manner.
Yes, you have that conversation.
You offer the 2 weeks, and they probably, to your point, would say, you know what, we don't think it's a good fit either, and so let's just, you know, don't come back tomorrow. In a nice way.
Yeah, also, when you say something like Martha Stewart is a smoke show.
She is.
480.
For
she's
80, that's
show.
What I'm talking about.
But you didn't
that's
say
what I'm
for 80. You just said she's a smoke show.
Right.
Like she's at some 83 point, years old.
That's great.
And put her up against another 83-year-old.
I got it. But if you keep, it comes a point that you have to, when you keep lowering the bar, like she really is attractive for someone who's
83. 80,
whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
My mom's 84, so it's kind of uncomfortable. But when you get down the list and you say, okay, is she really attractive for 70? And it's like, kind of, yeah, but how far down? And then you just stop and you're like, all right, maybe we don't have to.
Okay, that's what I meant, though. For an older woman, she looks incredible. She does.
Doug, you have
no denying it.
Doug has walked in, no context. Martha Stewart smoke show.
I was drinking water. When-